If a cat stopped living where you happened to be, that meant it had decided to go somewhere else. If it got tired and hungry, it would come back. Finally, though, to keep Kumiko happy, I would have to go looking for our cat. I had nothing better to do. I'd left my job at the beginning of April, the law job I had had since graduation. Not that I'd left for any special reason. I didn't dislike the work, it wasn't thrilling, but the pay was all right and the office atmosphere was friendly. My role at the firm was, not to put too fine a point on it, that of office dog spotting. And I was good at it. I might say I have a real talent for the execution of practical duties. I'm a quick learner, efficient, I never complain, and I'm realistic, which is why, when I said I wanted to leave, the senior partner, the father in this father-and-son law firm, went so far as to offer me a small raise. But I left anyway. Not that leaving would help me realize any particular hopes or prospects. The last thing I wanted to do, for example, was shut myself up in the house and study for the bar exam. I was surer than ever that I didn't want to become a lawyer. I knew, too, that I didn't want to stay where I was and continue with the job I had. If I was going to get out, now was the time to do it. If I stayed with the firm any longer, I'd be there for the rest of my life. I was 30 years old, after all. I had told Kumiko at the dinner table that I was thinking of resigning my job. Her only response had been, "I see." I didn't know what she meant by that, but for a while she said nothing more. I kept silent, too, until she added, "If you want to leave, you should leave. It's your life, and you should live it the way you want to." Having said this much, she then became involved in picking out fish bones with her chopsticks and moving them to the edge of her plate. Kumiko earned pretty good pay as an editor on a health food magazine, and she would occasionally take on illustration commissions from editor friends at other magazines to earn a substantial additional income. She'd studied design in college and had hoped to be a freelance illustrator. In addition, if I left my job, I would have my own income for a while from unemployment insurance, which meant that even if I stayed home and took care of the house, we would still have enough for extras such as eating out and paying the cleaning bill, and our lifestyle would hardly change. And so I had left. I was loading groceries into the refrigerator when a phone rang. The ringing seemed to have an impatient edge to it this time. I just ripped open a plastic pack of tofu, which I set down carefully on the kitchen table to keep the water from spilling out. I went to the living room and picked up the phone.
"You must have finished your spaghetti by now," said the woman.
"You're right, but now I have to go and look for the cat."
"That can wait for 10 minutes, I'm sure. It's not like cooking spaghetti." For some reason, I couldn't just hang up on her. There was something about her voice that demanded my attention.
"Okay, but no more than 10 minutes.
"Now we'll be able to understand each other," she said with quiet certainty. I sensed her settling comfortably into a chair and crossing her legs.
"I wonder," I said, "what can you understand in 10 minutes?
10 minutes may be longer than you think," she said.
"Are you sure you know me?"
"Of course I do. We've met hundreds of times."
"Where? When?"
"Somewhere. Sometime," she said. "But if I went into that, 10 minutes would never be enough. What's important is the time we have now. The present. Don't you agree?"
"Maybe, but I'd like some proof that you know me."
"What kind of proof?"
"My age, say?"
30,
she answered at once.
30 in 2 months. Good enough?"
That shut me up. Obviously she did know me, but her voice meant nothing to me at all.
"Now it's your turn,"
she said, her voice seductive.
"Try picturing me from my voice. Imagine what I'm like, my age, where I am, how I'm dressed. Go ahead."
"I have no idea," I said.
Oh, come on, she said. Try.
I looked at my watch. Only a minute and 5 seconds.